تفضلوا نصلي. ليسون ما سوتيوس فتيرو بانتكراتور بانا جيتريس ليسون ما سرب لاركو واتكون معنا لأنه ليس لنا معين في شدائدنا وضيقاتنا سواك يا رب اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر ربنا الذي في السماوات. Şliyele vlogison Yine pansi Manşe bomdan da tümere bir bitini fon ait fon ait fon tümen şos so ben adamın so tire sus bi Kristos Je of it is kvazini gona vaytenen of arak enon of şuktenen of aftiyas veron Of the to ten of intentionary at all. I won't find the phone marintihu. Erofo post of an erun compai ego to a volume niego tiron tepen onch. En herini river in Japi pantocrator. Choice penuti.
Nos avexasti.
O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have guarded us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought
pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and give rest to the soul of his beloved Madame Yvonne, and forgive us of our sins. Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. Only in the ultimate inch of the wake of Satan, the counts of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, and on النفس عبدتك المنتقلة ليك ونادي الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات النفعات فارزقنا لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قواتنا أدوك يا ليس أثر النهوض Schliele flogison
Ebe brosef kistasite
Es moer Si
Eto meumati
Again Long of the Pantocrator The Father, Lord God and Savior and Jesus Christ We ask in the three goodness lover of man Remember, O Lord, the soul of your servant who have fallen asleep, our father and our brethren.
Pray for our father and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our father, the hegumens, our father, the priests, our brother, the deacons, our father, the monks, our father, the layman and lady, and within the soul of your beloved Madame Yvonne, and for the full repose of all Christians, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us and forgive us our sins. Lord, have mercy.
Richly, O Lord, we put all their soul in the bottom of our holy father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustained him in a green pasture beside still water in the paradise. Oh, joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you have appointed according to your true promises, which are with our life. Grant them the good things of your promise, that which an eye has nor seen, nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man. The things which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servant, but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them as men. Since they were clothed in flesh and dwelt in this world, O God, the good one and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forgive them, your servant, the Orthodox Christians, who are in the wall, worn from the east to the west, from the north to the south, each one according to his name and each one according to your name, for no one is pure and without blemish, even though in his life on earth be a single day. أما هم يا رب الذين أخذت نفوسهم فنيحهم وليستحقوا ملكوت السماوات وأما نحن كلنا فيب لنا كاملنا المسيح الذي يرضيك أمامك وأعطينا وإيانا نصيبا وميراثا مع كفان قديسك
Christos nempe kioten athos nempiem nemaeth owe je akashkak soti emon
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, reading from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Corinthians, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory for the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it's written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. And was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this is I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. The grace of God the Father be with us all. Amen.
A psalm of David. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. We beseech our Lord God and Savior that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the holy gospel, a reading according to St. Matthew. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her."
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. I will jump between the Arabic and English. From Genesis 5, and verse number 25, 24. "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. وصار أخنوخ مع الله فلم يوجد لأن الله أخذه." One day I was asking, there is a small, like a little girl, and she told me, "What you are preparing?" I was preparing like from the book from Genesis about this part. And she asked me, "Can you tell me what you're preparing?" I told her, "Okay, I'm preparing something about Enoch." And she told me, "Really? And what is written here?" I read for her this part, the small verse. Then she told me, "You know what? I think that Enoch, he was walking with God all the time. Then finally, he was very tired. Then God told him, can you take a place and sit down with me in my home?" And suddenly it's coming to my mind, yes, it's really. This is exactly what happened. Enoch, he was all his life, he was walking with God. And finally, God told him, "You are tired. Can you come now and take a rest a little bit in my home?" Every day we are maybe, yes, we are very maybe sad that someone, he is leaving our life. But he was walking with God, and finally God told him or told her, "Come to my home."
the another part from Epistle St. Paul to Ephesians, like this is like verse chapter number 4, number 5, verse number 15, 16. See, then that you walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
لما بولس الرسول قال مفتدين الوقت لأن الأيام شريرة,
he was very clear about what the meaning of the time. The time is totally different.
عشان كده لما كان أخنوح كان ماشي مع ربنا فجي ربنا قال له حبيبي أنت كفاية تعبك عليك كده خلاص فأنا هاخدك معايا دلوقتي تعال اقعد استريح معايا شوية أنت تعبت طول أيام حياتك وكنت واقف معايا جيب بولس الرسول رد عليه وقال بس only it's only one verse I will explain why God took Enoch at that time because he walked with me all the time and he's as he said redeeming the time because the days are evil. What is the time?
في نوعين من الوقت عشان كده الترجمة اليوناني more accurate.
There is two type of time. One is chronos and another word its name kairos.
Chronos and Kairos. عشان كده حتى لو احنا اخذنا بالنا حتى في كلمة love it is only one word in English or in Arabic اللي هو المحبة أو الحب لكن فيها ليها ثلاث معاني. There are three meanings of love. Different. And the same لما قال السيد لما قال هنا بولس الرسول الوقت the time it's totally different. There is two meanings of time. One is Chronos and one is Kairos. What a difference.
Chronos معناها ان انا معايا في الوقت اللي انا فيه بروح باكل بشتغل بكسب وقت بحاول اعيش which is good
I have to enjoy my life which is good it's a time that it's a gift from God and I have to enjoy my time with God as Enoch فانا I'm enjoying my time yes بس بكسب شوية وقت أيام سني 10 سنين 20 سنة 50 سنة 70 سنة 90 سنة 100 سنة
This is only the time of Chronos.
But it's different when I say Kairos.
Kairos لما أقول الوقت بتاعت Kairos ده وقت بتاع ربنا.
There is no calculation of this time. Just I start my life when I was born to the infinity because I will live with God in his eternity.
بيبقى عندي كأني في حياتين شغالين مع بعض أو وقتين. وقت لي حساب. بقى عندي دلوقتي 50 سنة. بقى عندي 40 سنة. بقى عندي 70 سنة. بقى عندي 80 سنة. It's good. خلاص اعمل حبيبي بتم بتاخد الوقت بتاعك وبتكبر فيه خلاص بتشتغل وقاعد مع أولادك وكل حاجة which is good بس في ناحية تانية أنا مش واخد بالي منها في parallel time at the same time ماشي معايا اسمه to the eternity فيجي في الآخر خالص يجي ربنا يقول لي ها عملت إيه في الوقت يا رب أنا كبرت الولاد اشتغلت كويس عملت كل حاجة حلوة. Okay, again, عملت إيه في الوقت بتاعك؟ يا رب ما هو أنت قلت مكتوب مفتدين الوقت فالوقت ديت إن أنا عملت فيه حاجات كتيرة هو حبيت وتجوزت وخلفت واشتغلت وكبرت. ربنا يقول لي لا حبيبي مش هو ده اللي أنا عايزه. في وقت تاني انت نسيته الوقت اللي انت قضيته معايا فاكرين لما مره من اسبوعين قلت كان في حاجه احنا بنعمل الار اس اس بي والار اي اس بي والكلام ده كله ونسين حاجة مهمة قوي، account اسمه ERA. فكل الناس قالت لي مين الـ ERA ديت؟ Eternal Retirement Account. I have my account and it's growing with time, بس مش مع الخرونوس، مع الكريوس. كأن في two parallel life مشغلين مع بعض time. مرة كان في بستاني صغير قاعد عنده جنينة صغيرة جدا، وهو بس كان he's not the owner of this like this small garden. كان في واحد تاني owner، فكان عنده a flower جميلة قوي، عنده حلوة قوي، كان مبسوط بيها جدا، كان معتني بيها اعتناء رائع. في يوم جه ما لقاهاش، زعل واتضايق وراح للowner قال له someone took my flower. This is my best flower. I took care about her all the time. She's beautiful. Then the owner told him, I took the flower yesterday night. Like, why? Why you took this flower? It's the best flower here. The owner told him, I took the flower because it's the best one and I wanted to enjoy with this flower in my room. هذا ربنا اللي بيعمله. يأخذ الناس في قمتهم وفي أحسن حالتهم وفي قمتهم الروحية. بيقول أنا أخذت الفلاور دي to enjoy with this flower in my room in the heaven. ويبص للفلاور ويقول لها I'm upset like because you like Enoch, you walked with me all the time. That's why you have to take a rest now with me in the heaven, in my room. على قد ما الواحد بيبقى شايف قدامه الفراق صعب، لكن في الحقيقة الله يختار أحسن الناس وفي أحسن الأوقات لهذا الشخص يطلع السماء يتمتع معه بعد رحلة طويلة. يتمتع في الرحلة الطويلة اللي احنا عايشينها في حياتنا. عشان كده السيد المسيح قال في يوحنا 14 أنا أمضي لأعد لكم مكاناً حتى حيث أكون أنا تكونون أنتم أيضا. سألوا ربنا قالوا له أنت رايح فين يا رب؟ قال لهم أنا طالع أعد لكم مكانا. كل واحد فينا مكتوب اسمه في المكان اللي هو هيقعد فيه. بس I have to keep this place to the end. يعني already it's existing. My name graved whatever on the wall or whatever where in a place and my name is whatever بقى my old name ولا new name فخلاص خدت new name فبقى Father Marcos موجود في المكان ده. But I have to keep this place and I have to keep it. مفتدين الوقت، مفتدين الوقت، redeeming the time because the days are evil. Then I have to find what I'm doing during my day. When I attended yesterday the funeral, I was thinking for 5 minutes about, okay, if Jesus Christ come now, and say, I will take all of you now, who is ready? I was scared because I will never raise my hand with God. I can't. I'm not ready yet. Then I told myself, no, I have to be ready. I have to be ready and I have to work on my time. And the time of God, not the time of myself, the time of the earthly things. I have to find the time, another time, the kairos.
enjoy the life. I'm not telling you to not enjoy the life because God created everything for Adam and he told him, you have to enjoy. But be only with me. Then I have to think about the time and I have to think about the ERA, the eternal retirement account, what I'm doing in all my time I'm doing in this time. كل ما أجي أفكر وبحضر في الحياة أي جنازة بشوف حاجتين بشوف أحيانا ناس حزينة وأشوف ناس تانية واقفة بصة لفوق وبتتأمل الناس الحزينة هي حزينة على الفراق وده حقيقي بنحزن كلنا على فراق الشخص حتى بنكتب في الآخر كده بس بنكتب في جملة صغيرة كده أقول على أن نتقابل في اليوم الأخير أما الأشخاص التانيين اللي هم باصين لفوق وكأنهم يروا السماء وهي بتستقبل الروح الجديدة اللي داخل السماء حكيت لكم مرة لما كنت في جنازة أحد الأشخاص كان شاب صغير عنده 22 years old وعمل حادثة وتنيح كان في اسكندرية وكنت راجع من 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 برا ودخل ورحت على كنيسة على طول ف I was expecting that أنا دخلت الكنيسة كانت المرقصية في اسكندرية فلقيت الكنيسة كلها ورد أبيض ف I was surprised like oh my god like it's so weird and this now it's there is a wedding and after the wedding there is a funeral then I asked it there is a wedding now it's early they told me no it's for the funeral all the church was decorated by white flowers وأول ما دخل جثمان كان لي أختين بنتين يعني أختين أول ما دخل جثمان راحوا مزغرتين but I was like دي جنازة ولا فرح فأنا أعرف الحياة لأختين فقعدت معهم قلت لهم أنتوا زغرتوا لي لما دخل جثمان قالوا لي ده داخل السماء أنت ما تعرفش أخونا كان عامل إزاي فكان زي أخنوخ كان ماشي مع ربنا بس كان ماشي بسرعة شوية في واحد ماشي واحدة واحدة بطيء فربنا يقول له خلاص خلينا نمشي مع بعض بتاخد بالك حبيبي من حياتك بتاخد بالك من عينيك بتاخد بالك من لسانك انت ماشي معايا تاخد بالك من كل حاجة قلت بالتدقيق فواحد ماشي بس واحدة واحدة وربنا عطي له فرصة طويلة في حياته وعنده خدمة ما بولس الرسول قال كده قال أنا محتار ما بين ليش اشتهاء أن أنطلق وأن أكون مع المسيح ذلك أفضل جدا وقال في نفس الوقت عندي خدمة هنا على الأرض بين ذاك وذاك عامل إيه أختار إيه يا رب أختار الخدمة على الأرض وأكمل خدمتي ولا أطلع السماء ربنا قال له لا لسه لي خدمة على الأرض ماشي مع ربنا بس دي طويلة شوية واحد تاني جري زي أحد الأباء الكهنة اللي تنيحوا السنة اللي فاتت من مرموروس كيلوباترا أبونا مينا يشهد عنه الجميع مين هو أبونا مينا كم سنة في الكهنوت 7-8 سنين أبونا داود وأبونا بولس قال اشتغل بحاجة يعني يمكن بعمر حاجة 20 سنة كهنوت ما كانش بينام وكان بيخدم كل الأطراف ده جري بسرعة خلص بسرعة فمشي مع السيد المسيح وقال له ربنا نعما أيها العبد الصالح كنت أمينا في القليل فأقيمك على الكثير ادخل إلى فرح سيدك ربنا يعزينا كلنا ويعزي العيلة وهقول تاني على أن نلتقي معها في السماء كلنا مع بعض
وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا. أمين.
نرتب مع بعض. سلمت نفسي في يديك يا سيدي يسوع، قدني فتبك لني علي كي أخدم الجموع، كن حارسي من الضلال، كن مرشدي في كل حال، والقلب قدس والفعل حتى أرى يسوع. قد قلت قبل الآن يا من باع الإحسان، قد قلت قبل الآن يا من باع الإحسان، يا متعب القلب تعال أمكث معي حتى تنال، هيا ففي قربي المنال للخير في يسوع. إن غصت عيشي الهموم أو عندنا الظلام، ستنجلي كل غيوم من مانح السلام، الرب حصني والأمل، الرب انقل فعال، والحب فيه مكتمل حتى أرى يسوع. قد قلت قبل الآن يا من باع الإحسان، قد قلت قبل الآن يا من باع الإحسان، يا متعب القلب تعال أمكث معي حتى تنال، هيا ففي قربي المنال للخير في يسوع. ربي امتلكني واهدني للخير يا منان، أدعوك فاسمع وارويني من نبعك الملان، أي ما أعود من جديد أسعى وأطلب المزيد من نعمة العهد الجديد حتى أرى يسوع. قد قلت قبل الآن يا من باع الإحسان، قد قلت قبل الآن أمان إحسان يا متعب القلب تعال معي حتى تنال هيا ففي قربي المنال للخير وحينما يدنو الختام وتنتهي الأيام يقودني رب الأنام في موكب السلام ويمسح الدمع الصبيب ويسعد القلب الكريم إذ حبه لي في الصليب وبري في يسوع قد قلت قبل الآن
يا من باع الإحسان يا متعب القلب تعال امكث معي حتى تنال هيا ففي قرب المنال للخير في يسوع يا حسنها مدينة نازلة من السماء مدينة باقية أعدها لنا مدينة عظيمة في زينة شبه العروس أوصافها مجيدة وفيها لذة نفوس أوصافها مجيدة وفيها لذة النفوس مدينة منيرة بغير شمس أو سراج فنور شمس أو قمر ليس له فيها احتياج فالمجد قد نراها مجد الإله ذي الجلال وشمس هذاك حياة هل وشمس هذاك الحمل يسطعوا نورا وجمال وفيها نهر قد صفى ونبعه ماء الحياة نظير بلور أضاء يخرج من عرش الإله في روضها أشهى الثمار أثمارها أحلى الثمار في روضها أشهى الشجر أثمارها أحلى الثمار بأوراقها تشفي البشر من كل سقم وضرر أوراقها تشفي البشر من كل سقم وضرر الدمع فيها يمسح واللعنات لا توجد والقلب فيها يفرح بربنا ممجد وفيها ينتهي الجسد وتبطل كل شر وفيها ينتهي الجسد وتبطل كل شرور وفيها نبقى لك أبد ويكمل لنا السرور وفيها نبقى لأبد ويكمل لنا السرور
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, Amen. The readings that the church put when we bid farewell permanently to one of our beloved ladies are very deep, and also they explain the meaning of departure and the meaning of heavenly life in heavens. The Pauline epistle from the First Corinthians chapter 15 says clearly that the departure for us is a sad point. But the departure for God is planting. Listen to what St. Paul was describing, the burial of the body. It is sown in dishonor. It's raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It's raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It's raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. And the second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. St. Paul considers the burial of the body is sowing. We put the body after we dig a part in the earth and put the body underneath and bid farewell to the body. And it remains 1,000 years, million years, we don't know. 1 year, few minutes, also we don't know. But we are sure of a very important thing according to what St. Paul said, that as we are sown natural body, we will have the spiritual one. As we have been sown in dishonor, we will raise in glory. Weakness, we will raise in power. As Abuna said, our life on earth is very limited compared to the eternal life. That's why in heavens there is a party. In heavens there is a celebration that there is a soul who, or a person who completed his period on earth successfully. And now they receive him in a joyful way. They celebrate that a man or a woman has overcome, has defeated all the difficulties, all the persecutions, all the fight of Satan against him or against her. Then when we finish our strife on earth, khalas, there is no need anymore to stay on earth. Some people who don't recognize this point escape from this fact by doing anything. But those who are wise enough work on it very carefully. Work on it very faithfully. Work on it knowing that the moment of sowing is a little bit difficult for everyone. But the moment of raising on the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to take all these souls with him in heavens will be a glorious one. Will be a very joyful one. Those who have victory on earth against the difficulties and the amusements and the tricks of Satan, having been in very close touch relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ will not be afraid. Anyway, first, when they leave this world in this moment, and second, when the results will be announced about those who have victory in the last day. Not only this part of the epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, but the gospel of St. Matthew. The gospel of St. Matthew, especially in the funeral service of the ladies, speaks about the woman who came to the Lord having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. This describes the relationship between us and our beloved Lord. It's built on love. And the love that this woman wanted to translate or to express practically, she bought everything. She bought this alabaster from all her money and poured it on the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. In another word, we say that she loved Jesus Christ. And this is the second point, which is very important. If we spend our lives loving Jesus Christ, then the moment of sowing, although it will be difficult and sad, the moment of raising will be marvelous. I heard yesterday a very an impressive word that took my heart. A handicapped girl, was preaching the gospel, was speaking to her colleagues in the school, saying, there is a big difference to put Jesus as a part of your life and that Jesus being the focus of your heart, the mansion of your heart, Jesus Christ. Many people put the Lord as a part of their activity, as a part of their day, as a part of their mind, as a part of their heart, and the rest is for the world. This cannot work at all. If Jesus Christ lives in my heart, then he will be the source of my activities, the source of everything I do, the source of my education, my marriage life, my profession, my job, my children, my service, source of it. Please don't put the Lord as a part of your day, but put all the day in the hands of the Lord and ask him to manage it, to manage your life, to manage your day, to control your day, to guide you. And because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, then the temple of the Holy Spirit is supposed to work in me all the time. And this is the main difference between the Christians who do believe that their relationship with God is only when they come to the church, when they attend the Mass, the liturgy, when they receive the Holy Communion, when they attend the meeting, the Vespers, or when they pray some short prayers during the day, and that's it. One of the monks said to his brothers in the monastery, if you only pray when you stand before God only, then you don't pray. Because prayer is the relationship with God. As-salah, hi as-salah da'ima b'Allah. The prayer, the definition of the prayer is the continuous relationship with God. As Elijah said, living alive with the Lord whom I am standing before all day. If you consider that you have a time to pray and a time to play, or a time to study, or a time to work, or a time to give your family their needs and stay with them, you betray yourself. But if you feel that you do all these things through Christ who lives in you, it's completely different. And you will get used to him. When you do that, when you go to heavens, you will find it very familiar to you because you practiced it already in the world. That's why when we have such occasion like that, we lift up our hearts and say, oh my Lord, I want to live with you continuously to get used to live with you in heavens eternally. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Heart's sympathy to our beloved, the family Taman. One of the signs of the successful life of Madame Yvonne, her beloved family who serve everywhere. And this is a proof that hopefully, God willing, she will be rewarded, or she is now rewarded in heavens with what she deserves. Pray for us, and we pray for you, Madame Yvonne. Let us pray. Amen, alleluia, doxa patri.
Christos pennuti e oron tatiri ne moinane de kirini semnane de kirini kalendovne ne volji sota divomne mezmo biamasha ne amin. May I order to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord.
May love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Who wants to leave, let him leave in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. I need a few minutes kida to give your heart sympathy to the family. And then we start the glorification of St. John the Baptist and Pope Kirill VI. Faddalo.